This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Okay, we move on from the local market to global markets. U.S. stocks finished broadly lower overnight as the decision to impose tariffs on steel and aluminium imports from the EU, Canada, and Mexico reignited fears of a global trade war. Joining us on the line from Chicago is Tim Mahalan, president of TJM Limited. Good morning, Tim. Thank you so much for joining us. It looks like some major U.S. trading partners have wasted little time to strike back at this White House decision. Do you fear a return to a serious talk, a sustained talk of trade wars?
You know, I think that's going to be the narrative. But when you look at it, the EU and definitely Canada and certainly Mexico really have no leverage here. So I think that these... renegotiations failed, and that these at midnight tonight the tariff moratorium expires, and the retaliation is not expected. But I don't think it's as big a deal as people make it seem. I think that there is, as I said, very little leverage, and I think the facts do not reside with the EU or Canada or Mexico, even in this case. So, you know, I think there'll be some negotiation. I think the impact will be minimal. I do not think a trade war. And I think Europe's got a bigger fish to fry in with Italy.
Okay, well, we'll come to Italy in a bit, Tim, but I do want to focus on the trade tensions. And if you think that it won't be that big a deal, will the perception of it being a big deal weigh on in investor confidence? And I'm wondering what sectors could be impacted by that.
Yeah, well, I think, number one, you're looking at, from the reaction today and even the commodity markets, it was very muted, you know, from that standpoint. But, you know, the one thing I'd say when I mention the facts, let's give Canada, for example, which is our neighbor to the north. If, let's just say I'm a broker in the United States, a futures broker, for example, a Canadian citizen is not allowed to open an account with me directly. They have to go through Canadian. I mean, these are just, I think if you really dug at the facts, And I'm going back to Ross Perot, so I feel like I'm back in the 90s again here with Maastricht Treaty and with NAFTA to begin with. So I think there's some, you know, I think we have to really look at what the facts are. So having said that, on the supply chain, the biggest risk is that some costs may rise for some manufacturers in the supply chain, which means higher prices, which then means, I think, higher inflation or worse stagflation. So that's the worst case scenario. But I think at the end of the day, they're going to come to the table and they're going to negotiate something and some deal is going to be cut. Or I think who really loses the most is the EU and our neighbors to the north and to the south if they don't come to some sort of negotiation.
Well, Tim, thanks for those facts in terms of dealing with the EU, Canada and Mexico. But what about China, though? Because that risk, that overhang is still there. That's not going to go away. The White House announced earlier this week that it will move forward on plans to subject some $50 billion in Chinese imports to tariffs. So does that, I mean, do you still hold that same view even with this China overhang at play?
You know, I use the term facetiously, the fake trade war. And, you know, first, in this case, I think China really has a little more leverage because I don't think they really need, I think that they don't need the outside world because their domestic economy is big enough and good enough and they have enough, I think, going on right there that really we probably are at a slight disadvantage. However, having said that, I think Xi Jinping and Trump both respect each other. I think that the two largest economies in the world both understand that for the good of global growth, they need to cooperate. I think what Trump's really after is access into China. I think he will get some access into China. And I think that what we're seeing, the back and forth, is intentional. And if anyone who's ever negotiated with the Chinese know that the negotiations don't start until right before you sign. So I think that this is respected. I think that there's going to be an agreement. I do not expect any major trade war to develop. I think there's a lot of chatter. We're going to see headlines. But at the end of the day, look where the market is. It's hardly changed. I think the bigger things impacting us are, as we said, as I mentioned earlier, are what's going on in the euro. And I think Italy could be a very big deal that could really threaten the fabric of the euro currency. That, to me, is a big deal. And the biggest loser, and I'll reiterate, in any trade war globally with China, in the U.S., or any type of agreement is going to be the EU, in my view.
So let's focus on Italy then. Are you... looks like global markets, the jitters have somewhat subsided, Tim, but are you watching for signs of market contagion? Why is that still your number one risk at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I remember during the financial crisis, Ben Bernanke said, oh, the contagion is going to be limited to $100 billion. That's it. It's $100 billion. Well, $1.5 trillion later. So I think right now, and I even noticed yesterday, some kind of interesting thought was that people were saying, oh, see, it's all over. Italy's over in one day. Look, at Italy's economy has shrunk 5% since 08. Since in the last 10 years, that economy has shrunk 5%. That's despite the ECB doing whatever it takes. The banking system's in tatters. The economy is awful. I think that Italy really is being strangled by the euro. And this is just what the critics, by the way, of the euro currency and the Maastricht Treaty, the critics of that, what they really were worried about was what we're seeing right now. Now, Italy is a larger, much larger deal, bigger deal than Greece. And I think the contagion could be Spain, and I think some of these periphery things could come apart. And I think it's a big deal here with Italy. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm not saying it's a fleeting moment. I think it's very serious, and I think that the fact that their economy has shrunk 5% in the past 10 years, they're either going to need the euro back at 80 to the dollar, or they're going to have to leave the euro. And I think that is something, to me, that is the biggest risk that we on the horizon that I see.
Thank you so much, Tim. That was Tim Mahalan, president of TJM Limited. We'll be back after the news with the property show. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.